for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Beavers 2-1 winners last night. We'll go for the series sweep this afternoon, joined by the captain, Ethan Somoza. Game-winning goal with just less than 41 seconds left. As that play developed, Ethan, what were you seeing?
Armour carried it into the zone, and I think he dropped past it to Martin, kind of, and kind of popped out around the dot area, and just trying to get it on net. I knew there was guys there. I kept it on the ice and was able to get past the goalie. I don't think he really saw it. I didn't even really see it going, but it went in, and it was good to get that.
Two straight games. You've got the game winner against these guys. Knowing what kind of record they had coming in, two weeks ago, and certainly coming in again this weekend, what's that say about how good you guys are? That you're able to go toe to toe with them too.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously a really good team, and we've only played limited games this year, but all of them have been against really good teams, and we did have a losing record until tonight. So, I mean, just shows that we could win on any night with any team. So it was good getting the W against them tonight.
It's not like you guys played bad to start the year, but it's just something seemed to be a little off. When things started clicking, did anything change, or did bounces just start going your way, or what happened?
A little bit of both. I think we tightened things up a little bit defensively. We were not as strong in the D zone as we wanted to be, but we worked on that a lot in practice, and we've really focused on that. So we've been trying to limit the other team's scoring chances, which I think we've done a good job of. And then, yeah, we're getting a little bit of luck too. So,
could you start any better than what you guys started today? And that first period was pretty dominant, but end of the day, it's still 1-1.
Yeah, we had a really good start. I mean, got the first goal and everything, but then they countered and got one too. So, I mean, yeah, like you said, at the end of the day, it's 1-1 at the end of the first. So it was a battle tonight.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the overtime winner 2 weeks ago. Have you ever played an overtime game that lasted 13 seconds?
No, I think that was the quickest overtime I've ever been a part of.
Did you know that Harry was going north on that faceoff and going right at the goal?
Yeah. That was kind of a set thing, so we knew.
Were you surprised that it took him 6 seconds to get that kind of a shot off?
No, I don't know. I thought he was going to score that, but then right away I ended up scoring right after, so it worked out.
You guys, you win in that fashion. That puts a bow on a 10-day road trip and makes that trip successful, doesn't it?
Yeah, we had about a 14-hour bus ride home, and getting that win in overtime made it a whole lot better.
They're going to certainly come out here in Game 2 guns a-blazing. How important is it to weather that early storm and then get the momentum back into your favor?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously not happy they lost tonight. They probably don't think they played their best, so they're going to come out with a vengeance. They're going to be pissed off tomorrow, and they're going to try to do what we did in the first, but we gotta weather that and duplicate our first from last night.
Best of luck.
Thank you.